Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Ron Timmermans, an independent master flight and ground instructor from Orlando, Florida. He's an airline transport pilot with over 7,000 hours of flight time, most of which is in Beechcraft Bonanzas and Barrens.
Hi, I'm Ron Timmermans, one of the many hosts with the Florida Aviation Network. Today we're broadcasting live and in the clear from the Sun and Fun campus at Lakeland, Florida. This is the 48th annual Sun and Fun Aerospace Expo, and quite an event it is here in Lakeland. Every year in April, pilots from all over the world descend on Lakeland, Florida to participate in this wonderful event, the Sun and Fun thing. It's like spring break for pilots, particularly for those from the north who have been suffering from brutal winters. It's a great getaway to Florida in April and nice weather, and that's what we've had yesterday and today. Tomorrow perhaps a little bit of rain, but it'll still be a great day anytime you're around pilots and aviation flying machines. It's got to be a great day, and that's what we have here. So the Florida Aviation Network broadcasts live and in the clear, like I mentioned, and we do interviews with interesting aviation personalities and bring these to you with an underlying theme of safety. It's what do we promote at the Florida Aviation Network. And our guest today is a member of the 99s, Ms. Terry Carbonell. Thank you very much for joining us today, Terry.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Yeah, it's good to have you back again. Every year you come and tell us about the 99s, and we're excited to hear about what's new and what's different at the 99s. But for some of our audience members that may not be entirely familiar with the 99s, can you tell us a little bit about the organization?
Sure. The 99s is the International Organization of Women Pilots. We were formed in 1929, and the name is obviously very descriptive of what we are, but the name is taken after the 99 charter members of the organization.
So it was 99 women that got together back in...
1929.
Yes. So 99 and 29
yes.
started the organization.
Exactly. And we've grown to, we're just over 6,600 members right now. We're in predominantly in North America, but we are in 45 countries altogether.
Wow. So
we
members
have
all over the world.
All over the world, and we have a very strong sisterhood. So when you join our organization, you just become one of a family of 6,600. So
that's
very
great.
Large family.
That's great. Headquartered, you said, in Oklahoma City?
Headquarters is in Oklahoma City. We have our campuses there consisting of the headquarters building and the Museum of Women Pilots. We just had an expansion last year. We've had the two buildings for several years. One of the buildings has been rented. The other building, headquarters, was downstairs, and the Museum of Women Pilots was upstairs. And thanks to COVID, we lost our tenant because folks didn't need a large building anymore. So I say fortuitously because we needed space. So our headquarters moved to the one-story building. We now occupy the full one-story building, and the Museum of Women Pilots is in the process of expanding to the full two-story building, which is we call now the museum building. So we recently started the Penny Nagy Educational Center in the museum, and that's now expanding as well. So it will be in both buildings, and we're pretty excited to see the expansion of the educational center and the museum and headquarters can now kind of breathe a little bit because we have some room to work.
Yes, indeed. So you may wonder why Terry knows so much about the headquarters building. It's probably because she is the vice president of 99s International, so
yes.
Certainly in a leadership role. And you've been in that role how long,
Terry? 2 years as a vice president. I've been on the board an additional 4 years as director and governor and kind of working my way up the food chain, as we say.
Working your way up the food chain. What's next? Well, I guess there's only one other office after this one for you to pursue, and
yeah.
Maybe that will happen. Who
we'll
knows?
See.
Yeah. So, Terry, now a resident of Fort Myers area, you fly a Cessna, as I recall.
Yes, 182RG, named Wild Mama.
Wild Mama, okay.
Named after her tail number. It's not the pilot, it's the airplane.
Okay, what's the tail number?
614 Whiskey Mike.
Whiskey Mike, okay. Yes. Wild Mama, I like that. That's good. So another acquaintance of mine, John Miller, now deceased, but a longtime aviator, he had an airplane that the N number ended in Whiskey Charlie, and so he called himself Wild Cowboy. And so Wild Cowboy, Wild Mama, interesting, very good. And so you've been in Fort Myers a long time, and so you fly out of there. How many hours a year do you fly?
I've been averaging about 300. This last year has not been as kind to me. I had a little gear issue that the bolts in the actuators to the gear sheared off, not through any accident or hard landing, but just over time it appears that they backed out. There was no safety wire on them from the original design of the manufacturer. So fortunately, I have an excellent mechanic, Vernon Conley Air Service down in LaBelle. And he spent literally months taking the gear out and fixing everything and putting it back together and increased the size of the bolts and put safety wire on them. So this is not going to happen again.
Good for you.
So anybody out there with an old RG, safety.
Take it from Terry. Get that.
Yes.
Get the
get those
modification
actuator
in.
Books, bolts looked
so
at.
Did this emergency happen while you were airborne?
No. The funny thing, I was in Tennessee and picking up my grandson, as a matter of fact, and I saw that the front actuator seals were leaking. There's a puddle of hydraulic oil, so local mechanic, $1,000 in labor and 50 cents in parts, fixed everything. And I thought, I've worked with hydraulic equipment an awful lot. If those seals are going to go, probably the mains are going to go as well. So sure enough, by the time I got home, I find another little puddle of oil underneath the gear, called the mechanic. He said, get it up here, pull the pump so you don't, pump out all the oil and you're grounded. So yeah. I did that, and we found out that that puddle was not a fresh puddle. It was oil that had run down the belly.
Ah.
But he found the main problem. So it was not an incident or an accident. It was just darn luck.
Good luck indeed, and blessings from above. So you didn't have to practice a gear-up landing then.
I did not.
That's good.
Very, very fortunate.
I'm glad. So yes. That's a lot easier to recover from. But
yes.
I like your analogy, $1,000 of labor and 50 cents of parts, or 25 cents of parts if you didn't have to have them STC probably. But
same. Exactly.
Labor is always an expensive thing on airplanes, but, that's what we do. We're not in aviation to save money. We're in aviation to make it a good utility
have
a lot of fun
and the like.
Well, a little bit more about the 99s as an organization. So 6,600 members across 45 countries, the majority of whom are in the U.S. and Canada, and that
yes.
would make sense, I would imagine. And have you been, what's been the growth rate? Have you been growing? Have you been stagnating? Have you been declining in membership?
We started a marketing program. Actually, I took that program on when I became a director because our membership had been stagnant at around 4,800, 4,900 for years and years and years. And we thought, geez, we can do better than this. So
uh-huh.
we started a marketing program, part of which was getting a booth here at Sun and Fun so we could have better exposure. And since that time, we've been steadily growing, even through COVID, at about 5% per year.
Even through COVID?
Even
That's
through
amazing.
COVID. We really started kind of ramping up our webinars, as I'm sure a lot of organizations did, and tried to reach out to pilots through other means, non-personal means. It's just wonderful being back here and seeing real live people and being able to hug somebody and shake hands and do all these kind
yeah,
of fun things.
Yeah, or even just fist bump.
Yeah, anything. there's people in front of you can do that. But
it is wonderful.
We've really been working hard. We've partnered with SiriusXM Aviation. We've been doing a lot of weather-oriented webinars with SiriusXM Aviation. We've been able to reach anywhere between 500 and 800 people.
Would you have broadcast capability, Terry?
SiriusXM has been providing the broadcast capabilities, and with Scott Demstead, he's their weather guru. He's done some really amazing webinars. I think he's here as well. He's done SKU-T. I know he's got a SKU-T webinar coming up, and unfortunately, I'm working the booth, so I'm going to miss it. But I'm kind of excited about learning more about SKU-T because it's eluded me so far.
I've got the video on Scott with. Like 13 chapters on SKU-T. I could never have believed that there was that much to know or learn about on the SKU-T diagram. But
it's
there's a lot of information you can extract.
Diagram. It's so simple, but as I pass 60, it just seems to be harder to learn.
It does, but he is one that does a really fine job of explaining it to simple-minded people like me, and
yes.
I can grasp it. But I find that I have to go back to his videos every once in a while and get refreshed on, okay, this is what this squiggle in the dew point line means.
Yes.
And,
yes.
And like, here's where I find cloud bases and the like. But it is fascinating.
Yeah.
From one diagram, you can extract so much information that is really incredibly useful to
yes.
you and me as pilots.
Yes.
Indeed.
When I've really had the time to sit and study and then take a flight and put it into practice, that's been my problem, is I haven't been being down for 6 months. I hadn't flown as much, you know, cross country as I normally do. So it's more difficult to put it into practice when you're not going out there and flying.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Well, Terry, for young women or women of any age that are interested in flying and becoming a part of the 99s, do they become part of the international organization, or is there a local chapter?
Well, everybody joins the international organization, and our organization is kind of divided into three parts. We have the international organization, of which everyone is a member. And then we're geographically divided into sections.
Okay.
Various countries have sections. We have the China section, the French section, that kind of thing, Indian section. And then the United States and Canada are divided into geographic sections. We are in the southeast section of the United States. There's an east and west Canada. We have, you know, north central section, south central section, kind of mm-hmm. a division there. And then each of those sections is divided into chapters. I think the southeast section now we have about 22 chapters somewhere in that neighborhood. So that way it gives, there's a local participation element. The local chapters do things like paint compass roses. We have a lot of the chapters that do companion flying seminars. They do local flyouts. Our chapter sponsors the Wicked Witches flyout every Halloween, where we all dress up like witches and descend on an airport. No, nothing other than that's just a fun day.
And I'll bet it is.
It just gets everybody an excuse to fly.
Yeah.
But a lot of good things. We all give out scholarships. There's scholarships at the local level, and then the section level and the international level. Section is gathering each of the local chapters together, because geographic areas tend to have things in common. And
sure.
We do, again, seminars, webinars, guest speakers, that kind of thing. But it's a good opportunity to network. We have a huge network. And then the international, we do an annual conference. This year it's in Charleston, first week of July, and we have a career expo as part of our conference, so we have lots of educational seminars there. We have some really dynamic guest speakers. We have local tours for the spouses and for the guests that come in, but it's really a good chance to learn more about the whole organization, learn about the local organization, how you can get involved, and all the different things you can do to promote aviation, promote safety, network with women, and kind of help everybody get a boost in their career. That's what they choose.
Is there a dedicated effort to try and encourage women to pursue careers in aviation, either as pilot or mechanics or other careers in aviation?
Well, we really focus on pilots. We're an organization of pilots. We have a companion organization called Friends of the 99s, which is anyone who's a male, a female non-pilot, a mechanic, anybody can join that. And that's really a supporting organization. Some of our best volunteers, they obviously donate money, which is important to fund any nonprofit organization. But something that we have that's unique to the 99s is a program called PPLI, which is a Professional Pilot Leadership Initiative. It's a one-on-one mentoring program designed to take ladies from their commercial rating up through their dream job at the airlines.
Oh, really?
There's three phases, and you're assigned a mentor at each phase, and then you become a mentor for the phase below you. So somebody who's been there and been there recently is helping you and really giving you a hand up, teaching you how to put your resume together, how to interview, what you need in terms of volunteer work, what you need to round yourself out as a better pilot, making sure your interview skills are good, your resume, your piloting skills, obviously, focusing on safety, focusing on all the things that we really value as pilots.
I can see where that would be very beneficial. But what about a young woman who is interested perhaps in joining the organization but doesn't yet fly or doesn't know how to fly?
We launched a new program. Our timing on this was not the best because we launched our Let's Fly Now first flight program right before the pandemic. So I think we flew a few hundred people before the pandemic, and then, of course, we were all shut down. So we're trying to get our Let's Fly Now program again. We target women of flying age. We'll fly men and boys as well, but we really target women of flying age. And that's another one of the activities held at the pretty much at the chapter level, sometimes the section level, that a section will sponsor, and the pilots, I do it all the time, volunteer their time, and we fly folks around. We just finished a Let's Fly Now in Homestead about 3-4 weeks ago. And we flew 28 ladies that day.
Is this like the Young Eagles program?
It's similar to Young Eagles, but Young Eagles really targets children, and we're not as interested in children as we are people who are of age to fly. So women 13 until you're drawing your last breath is who we're interested in.
As you said then, well, women of flying age.
Women of
flying age.
So someone
who could reasonably operate an aircraft and sure. Take flying lessons and eventually solo and
right. 13-year-olds can get a glider rating, and I really any young person, men or women, who are really interested in flying need to start with a glider.
That is a good idea. You're exactly right. And is there a cost to this program for the participants?
Free. Absolutely free. We do a safety briefing ahead of time. You get the orientation around the airplane. You get your airplane ride, and then you get your logbook and a certificate when you finish. We also have, at the end, of course, somebody, we try to sell memberships, obviously. That's part of what we do, because that's what keeps our membership and our organization alive. But we also make sure that we have a CFI available to sign folks up to get their student pilot certificate. A lot of folks don't know that you do it all on IACRA without having to get the medical.
Exactly.
There's still a huge misconception out there that, well, I don't want to spend the money for a medical until I'm ready, which you don't have to.
You don't have to. It's entirely free and all in IACRA now.
Right.
And so this also, as we talked about before, would be a great time for you to introduce the students to the WINGS program. And
absolutely.
Get them registered in the FAASafety.gov WINGS program. So that will be a beneficial thing as well.
Absolutely.
So young women then, women of flying age that are interested in getting, they can do one of these Let's Fly Now programs. But let's say they get into it and they decide they want to pursue pilot training. Is there any scholarship availability for them that would be beneficial?
We have, as I mentioned, we have scholarships available at the chapter levels and section levels. Those are all different scholarships. But also, I think, fairly unique to the 99s is we have the Amelia Earhart Memorial Scholarship Fund that's our own money, over $5 million. For scholarships. So every year we give out about $200,000 in scholarships. That's for your initial rating, and then we also have scholarships for advanced rating. The initial private pilot scholarships are $6,000, and those are given out twice a year, and then once a year we give out the Amelia Earhart scholarships, and those are full paid ratings.
So advanced
ratings. So if your instrument rating costs $20,000 and you're the successful winner, you've got $20,000 to complete your rating.
Wow.
And there's not too many people, I think, who can say that they do that.
That is truly amazing. And this certainly is going to advance women in the field of aviation. And it's
absolutely wonderful.
I applaud what your organization is doing just to help them with a scholarship to get their initial license and then a full ride if they qualify for the advanced ratings. That's amazing. That will certainly project them into the great future in aviation, I'm sure.
Yes, and really, if women take advantage of all we have to offer between the scholarships and the PPLI and the networking experience, there's nothing to stop them from getting their dream job, or if your dream job is just flying for fun, then go fly for fun.
Yeah, and speaking of flying for fun, it's a great segue because I think you've got something coming up in a couple of months
that is truly just
flying for the fun.
Yes, yes. I'm really excited. I'm going to be one of the leads of the Rock the East Coast Air Tour.
Rock the East Coast.
Rock the East Coast Air Tour. We have, again, in partnership with SiriusXM Aviation, We're going to be doing an air tour from Maine, hopefully Bangor, depends on where I'm successful in getting the hotel arrangements. Bangor, Maine, down the East Coast to Key West, Florida.
With several stops along the
several
way.
Several stops, August 18th to the 22nd. We're looking for stops in Atlantic City, New Jersey, first flight, so you can visit the Wright Brothers Field. St. Simons Island in Georgia, which is a great barbecue place in St. Simons Island, just a walk from the...
It is. I've been there. I know what restaurant you're talking about.
It's perfect. And then Key West. And I don't have to tell anybody about Key West. It's just an experience unto itself.
A very unique experience at Key West.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So that's coming up in August. And so for members of the 99s, if they wanted to sign up for this, I imagine there's info on the website.
This is not just for 99s. It's for everybody.
Oh, it is. So it's open up beyond 99s.
It's going to be really nice. It's not just 99s. You can bring your husband. You don't even have to be a 99, but it's something that we want to... It's going to showcase the 99s, and again, it's going to be a focus on safety. We'll have daily briefings about where you're going, what you're doing.
What to look out for.
Some folks may want to fly a part of the Appalachian Trail. Some may want to go fly the Putty-Tat approach. Some may just want to fly down the East Coast. They've never gone over water. I mean, flying past Miami, one of my favorite things to do is they clear you at or below 500 feet. So you're skimming the coastline of Miami Beach,
indeed,
and it is
you are.
Absolutely phenomenally
it
beautiful.
Is. Well, there are a lot of opportunities available for you if you're a 99, or you if you wish to become a member of 99, or even if you're not eligible for membership of the 99s, there are opportunities like the air tour that Terry was just talking about. And there are scholarship opportunities for if you're interested in learning to fly. A great organization, been around since 1929, formed by 99 brave and innovative women who started this organization, and now it's 6,600 members strong. Terry, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank
it was great
you.
To
Pleasure
have you and
always.
Learn more about the 99s again. Best of luck to you and your career with the 99s.
Thank you.
And in your upcoming air tour, it's going to be wonderful. I'm Ron Timmermans, broadcasting for the Florida Aviation Network, live and in the clear from the Sun and Fun campus in Lakeland, Florida. I look forward to seeing you on our next interview.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website to hear past programs.